Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The mighty acts of God recorded both in the Old Testament and in the New give us insight into the nature of God, His love, His power, and His wisdom. One of these mighty acts, and one mentioned many times throughout the Bible, is God's deliverance of the Jews from Egypt. The Israelites had been in Egyptian bondage for over 400 years. Many of God's people probably thought God had forgotten them. But with His mighty arm, He delivered them from the oppression of the Egyptian pharaohs, miraculously led them across the Red Sea, and brought them into the Promised Land. From that time forward, the Exodus was a sign of God's gracious provisions for the Israelite people. The Jews were never allowed to forget what God had done for them. Nehemiah records the gratitude of the Israelite people for God's choosing Abraham as the father of the nation, for His giving the land of Palestine to Abraham's seed, and for other mighty acts of God. He adds concerning God's care for His people. Thou sawest the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dwelt proudly against them. So thou didst get thee a name as in that day, and thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. Nehemiah 9:9-13. Many of the Old Testament prophets, including Jeremiah, Amos, and Micah, recount God's goodness, power, and love in delivering the Jews from Egypt. All of these passages and many others help us to understand the importance of the Exodus in the history of the nation of Israel. But I shall concentrate on two more passages, Psalm 106 and Acts 7. The psalmist confesses that the Israelites had sinned against their Lord. Our fathers did not understand thy wonders in Egypt. They did not remember the multitude of thy mercies. They provoked thee at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. And he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. Psalm 106:6-9. Tragically, they forgot their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. Psalm 106:21. The book of Acts describes Stephen as full of faith and power, who did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts 6:8. The Jewish leaders and some of the synagogues suborned witnesses against Stephen. Those false witnesses claimed they had heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. Acts 7:11. Stephen was permitted to address the Jewish council and provide some answers for the false charges which were made against him. He explained how God had chosen Moses to lead the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. He then said, He brought the Israelites out. After that he showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. Acts 7:36. I hope, dear friends, we can see the importance of the Exodus to the nation of Israel and to Christians. Thank you, and may God bless you.